Hello, and welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our Lenten journey. As we begin the first weekend of Lent, we turn to the letter of Isaiah. We're in chapter 58 for our practice this morning, and that's verses 10 through 14. If you lavish your food on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom shall become like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and satisfy your thirst in parched places, will give strength to your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a flowing spring whose waters never fail. Your people shall rebuild the ancient ruins, the foundations from ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach they shall call you, restorer of ruined dwellings. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from following your own pursuits on this my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight, the Lord's holy day glorious, if you glorify it by following your way, seeking your own interests or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So today in Isaiah 58 verses 10 through 14 powerfully calls us to engage in acts of compassion, mercy, and devotion, particularly emphasizing the importance of setting aside time to nourish our spiritual lives and glorify the Lord during this season of Lent. These verses remind us that true fasting and spiritual observance go beyond merely abstaining from food. They encourage us to uplift the needy, share with the destitute, and bring the lost into our fold. When we dedicate our Sabbath to the Lord, embracing rest and reflection, we renew our commitment to these sacred acts. In our technologically driven world, the Sabbath provides a unique opportunity to disconnect from electronic devices and distractions. By unplugging from screens, we can create a sacred space for prayer, genuine fasting, and almsgiving. Utilize this time to delve deep into God's words, allowing His teachings to resonate in your heart and mind. As you pray and fast, cultivate a spirit of gratitude and generosity, seeking ways to serve those around you, thus embodying the essence of true worship. The promise in Isaiah 58 is profound. When we honor the Sabbath and commit ourselves to God's ways, He will nourish us spiritually. In doing so, we will receive wisdom and understanding that transcends human reasoning. The Lord becomes our source of strength, guidance, and peace, even as we humble ourselves through fasting and service. Let us remember that the Sabbath is not merely a day of rest from work, but a holy time set apart to glorify God and connect with Him. As you approach the upcoming Sabbath, take a moment to consider how you can set aside distractions and fully embrace the richness of His presence during our Lenten season. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. So we always pray for those that we said that we would pray for, and we pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We have constant prayers for our niece Brittany, who's battling brain cancer. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Isaiah 58. It's verses 10 through 14. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's titled, If You Call the Sabbath a Delight. In the heart of the quiet where shadows dare to creep, a call is whispered softly, a promise ours to keep. Feast your soul on the hungry. Let your heart be the light. In the darkness of the sorrow, be the beacon of hope in the night. Share your bread with the needy. Let compassion overflow. As you see the brokenhearted, let the seeds of kindness grow. When the weight of the world presses down on the meek, rise up and be their refuge. Bring comfort to the weak. Then your light will break forth like the dawn's golden hue, and your healing will spring swiftly, renewing life anew. In the presence of the weary, find the strength to stand tall as you carry forth the burden, answering God's call. Delight in the sacred, in the joy of the Lord. He will guide you in the journey. With His love, you'll be restored. Like a well-watered garden, flourishing, bold, and free, your heart will know the blessing of true prosperity. So, lift your eyes in hope, let your spirit take flight, for in giving and in sharing, you will find your true light. In the promise of Isaiah, let us walk in His grace, for in serving one another, we discover our true place. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 21st, 2026, and I'm recording at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close today, looking to remind ourselves that we have to call the Sabbath our delight. Try and disconnect over this Lenten season and focus on what the Lord is asking you to do in His practice, prayer, and proclamation of living spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. We close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, 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 forgive me my sins, Lord. In your holy name we pray. Amen. God bless you.